This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. In the 1990s, tens of thousands of refugees from Bhutan left their home country after being stripped of their citizenship and expelled from the small country tucked among the Himalayas on the border of Tibet. Most of these refugees were from the country's Losampa ethnic group. After enduring deplorable and often deadly conditions in refugee camps for years, more than 92,000 of those refugees now live in the United States, spread across more than 40 states. About 2,500 of them now make their homes in Vermont. But while finding safety from the conditions they fled in Bhutan, there is another danger seen in a troubling trend among this group of refugees, and that's death by suicide. I spoke with 7 Days reporter Camila Sari about this alarming rate of suicide among Bhutanese refugees in the United States and how Vermont's Bhutanese refugees are not immune.
Between 2009 and 2012, there were 16 deaths in 10 states across the U.S. Mm. So that means, in terms of real numbers, the estimated age-adjusted suicide rate for Bhutanese refugees in the U.S. was about 24.4 per 100,000 people, and that would be nearly twice the rate in the general U.S. population. And so that was what prompted the CDC to launch an investigation to find out exactly what was going on in the Bhutanese refugee communities across the U.S.
Did the report say anything about why this number was so high, why this was happening?
They have found several possible motivations for the death, and there are various reasons. For example, not being able to find a job, or not being happy with their jobs, language barrier, not being able to drive to visit family and friends, loss of social networks. So there are just various reasons for the deaths.
Well, they're coming from some difficult circumstances, too, coming from resettlement camps and what have you. At the time the report was issued, there were no recorded suicides among Bhutanese refugees in Vermont, but that has changed in the years since. How many suicides have occurred among Bhutanese refugees in Vermont since that CDC report came out?
So since that CDC report came out in October 2012, we have seen 4 deaths by suicide in the Bhutanese refugee population here in Vermont, and 2 of them occurred just this year.
According to your article, I know that one of those cases, out of respect for the family, you didn't talk about that in your article, but your article does have the story of one fatal case, and that's what happened to Hari Mainali on April 10th of this year. What happened to him?
So on the morning of April 10th, Mr. Hari Mainali's family was busy making preparations for a birthday party. Sometime during the late morning, his daughter-in-law received a phone call from him. And, you know, he said that he is at Ethan Allen Homestead. Mm-hmm. And so they were very worried because it was not the time to do any sort of farming. And so that was when they called one of his sons, Mr. Indra Mainali, who went on to call Rita Neopani from the Association of Africans Living in Vermont. And she is a case manager at the organization, and she was the one who called the police. And unfortunately, by the time Mr. Hari Mainali's family got to Ethan Allen Homestead, he had died. He had passed away. And according to the police report, it was suicide by hanging.
I guess what seems so shocking about this case is that, you know, he seemed to have escaped such terrible conditions as a refugee. He settled in Vermont. He was employed. He was enjoying gardening, as you wrote about in your article. Do you know if he had any history of depression or any other signs that he might be prone to suicide before this happened?
Unfortunately, I don't know too many details. And I think, you know, it wouldn't be right for me to speculate about the state of his mental health. I spoke with his family members, and it seemed as if things were going well. But I think it's also important to note that mental health as a concept is very new to the Bhutanese population. As I wrote in my story, when it comes to health, most members of the Bhutanese community think of it as physical well-being. So issues such as PTSD, these are not seen as being a big deal. So there is some education that needs to be done within the Bhutanese community. And even though my story focused on the Bhutanese refugees, this is really an issue that affects everyone. It's a public health issue.
That's something I was going to ask you about because, you know, without knowing, again, you can't speculate on his mental health history, et cetera. But I'm wondering if refugees who do settle in Vermont go through any kind of mental health screening that may pick up on some red flags for potential suicide.
Yes, I'm told that all refugees have to undergo an overseas health assessment. But if you're someone who's been living in a camp for more than 10 years or for even longer, you're not likely to want to disclose any issues, say, with your health or even with your mental health issues, for the fact that that could delay your arrival here in the U.S. But when they arrive in the U.S., they also have to undergo one more round of medical assessments.
That makes sense, though, especially in that part, as you said, when they're trying to get to the United States. They don't want to say anything that could possibly put that in jeopardy. And then maybe by the time they get here, they're still not used to saying things about themselves that could show some kind of perceived weakness, I suppose.
That's right. It's difficult writing this story just because there were some people in the community who felt that maybe putting them in the spotlight might attract even more negative attention because of the national debate.
You also write in your article that the Bhutanese news service had been reporting on a lot of these suicides and then they stopped doing so. Why is that?
They didn't want to trigger copycat acts or even to normalize suicide. And since 2015, as far as I'm aware, the Bhutan News Service hasn't written any stories on suicides, even though that is still happening right now, as we have seen in other national as well as local media outlets.
What do mental health care professionals that you've spoken with say about what can be done to prevent cases like this?
There is a lot of concern among the social services providers that we are expecting too much from newcomers here in Vermont. You know, they are expected to find a job as soon as they arrive here. They are expected to start paying bills and just being able to stand on your own 2 feet, but you have to remember that they came from a whole different culture. In the camps, they didn't have to pay rent, they were not able to work, and I think one issue that perhaps has always been underestimated is the language barrier. If you can't speak English, you can't even buy food from the supermarket, and what more if you need to see a doctor or a mental health counselor.
What is happening specifically in Vermont to deal with this problem?
The problem within the Bhutanese population?
Yeah. I mean, is there anything that's happening to maybe spread the word about mental health care services and to say, you know, it's okay to seek help?
There are some efforts by people here in Vermont, and not just from the Bhutanese population, but also outside that community, to spread awareness about mental health. We do have Jonah Meyenhoff from UVM, who is looking into ways in which we can better assess for risks among the Bhutanese population. And there are some local events organized by the local groups themselves. For example, the Vermont Hindu Temple has daily events at the Association of Africans Living in Vermont as a chance for them to do some yoga, to sing bhajan, just a way for them to get together and have the chance to just talk and have a space all to themselves.
I think that can make a big difference, because even if it's things, as you say, like yoga, getting together even to sing or just to talk, you're at least getting that social interaction together. You know, it makes people feel less alone, I would think.
Definitely. As I mentioned earlier, language barrier it is really an issue, especially for the older Bhutanese here in Vermont. And also during the winter months when it's too cold, they can't leave their house, so they're just stuck indoors. And also here in Vermont, most people have at least two jobs, so grandparents don't have the chance to talk to their children who are now working adults. So that really heightens the isolation that many older Bhutanese feel.
Kamil Yasari is a reporter for 7 Days, and you can find a link to her article on Bhutanese refugee suicides on our Vermont Edition page at vpr.net. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me, Mitch.